What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's a Friday, so it's time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by the prop queen, Ariel Epstein, for some best bets. And Ariel, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start with the Detroit Tigers and old friend Charlie Morton. What are you looking at with Charlie Morton?
I had a feeling that's what you Orioles people would start with today. Now that Morton's over with the Tigers, he still stinks on the road. So we are going with the under 5.5 strikeouts and plus money. He's on the road getting a low-carry team like the Minnesota Twins. He's gone under 5.5 strikeouts in all three road starts against teams with low strikeout rates. And the Twins are one of those teams, averaging just over 4 strikeouts a game against righty starters, 34 overs and 58 unders this year when facing Minnesota. They did strike out a lot, the Twins, against the Yankees, but anyone who follows the American League knows that the Twins always stink against the Yankees. But when you look at their home games, 5 of the last 6 home games that the Twins had, they went under 5.5 Ks. So we're taking the under 5.5 and plus money on Morton.
Well, let's go from a former Oriole to the Orioles game, Ariel. The Astros hosting the O's, 8:10 first pitch. Baltimore baseball tonight. Ryan Ripken and myself.
Oh, nice.
That's a free plug.
From the same cloth.
Framber Valdez is involved in one of your props tonight. What is it?
It's Valdez over 6.5 strikeouts. He's going up against this Orioles lineup that, even though they strike out a decent amount against righties, the Orioles strike out a ton this year against lefties. Not so much since the All-Star break, but when you look at the lefties that they faced, they really didn't face anybody. The ones that they did that were somebody, the Orioles had Matthew Boyd, who had 8 strikeouts. Jesus Luzardo had 7. Valdez is an ace of this Astros staff. The lefty starters, 21 overs, 14 unders against the O's this year, averaging close to 6 strikeouts a game. But Valdez is home. He's absolutely electric, and he can take advantage of any team that strikes out a lot against lefties. So we're going to take the over there on Valdez at 6.5.
Sandy Alcantara was an ace once. He's still struggling to come back from...
I think he still is out there.
What's that?
I think he still is considered an ace out there in Miami.
Well, maybe in Miami, but... Not from me. He's been hit or miss since he's come back from surgery. Fenway Park could be a tough spot for him. That Red Sox lineup is legit. What are you playing here, Aria?
Oh yeah, he definitely used to be an ace in the eyes of Major League Baseball, but in the Marlins organization, until Yuri Perez proved that he could stay healthy, Alcantara's still the ace of the staff. Unfortunately for Miami. You're right. In Fenway, he could definitely struggle, which is why the under 17.5 outs is very intriguing. He's gone under this in 8 of 10 road games this year. His ERA, Alcantara, on the road is just under a 9 this season, which is throw up. He also is averaging 14 outs a road game, so way under this number of 17.5. And the Red Sox this season, they're averaging about 16 outs per starter. So we're going to go with the under here, 17.5 outs for Alcantara on the road.
Talking to Ariel Epstein's Inside Access here on the Fan. Before we let you go, you have an interesting prop here. Buxton, Adams, and Vladdy hits, runs, RBIs.
Well, all three of them, not together. It's not a parlay. Just going like individually. Riley Adams, he's an underrated name right now, hitting .324 in the last 2 weeks. His average on the season is .196. So if you want to ride a hot streak, an underrated player, in Adams' last 20 home games against right-handers, he's averaging about 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI. And weirdly enough, Zach Wheeler owns a 4.22 ERA at Nats Park, which for an ace like Wheeler is really high against a national team that's been bad recently. So I would look to there. Vladdy Guerrero Jr. over his hits, runs, and RBI. He's averaging just over 2 at home against right-handers. Gone over in 7 of the last 10. He's hitting .315 in his career, Vladdy, against the Rangers. And then Byron Buxton averaging close to 3 hits, runs, and RBI at home against righties. 3-for-6 with a single, triple, home run, 3 ribbies against Charlie Morton. And Morton struggles on the road. Buxton excels at home, hitting .299. So go with those overs on hits, runs, and RBI.
Errol Epstein, let the people know where they can find you.
I'm actually coming up on VSiN from 3 to 4, but you guys got to stay tuned into these guys. But 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, it's the Prop Queen Pod. I do it every weekday, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And check out thepropqueen.com because that's where the newsletter is. You can subscribe and get all these plays first thing in the morning.
Ariel, thanks as always. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too, guys.
Welcome to Wanna Bet, the daily gambling game show that takes betting seriously, but not much else.
Song of the summer.
Get our favorite
skank
plays
it
on the total
skank
size,
it to the beat.
Props, exotics, and futures to jump on now.
So let's get it started with Jason and Ben. Let's get it
Tell
started
them.
With Jason and Ben.
Betway Ben Hall. What are you looking at this weekend?
Yeah, I'll start here with the Yankees. I like the Yankees on the money line, -134. So a little bit of juice. And again, in Baltimore, you don't like betting the Yankees. But Luis Hill took a step in the right direction. We're also here to make some money. So I like that. Palante's on the mound for the Cardinals. He's been dreadful. And 13 earned runs from him in his last 3 home starts. Next play is Sean Manaea, over 16.5 outs recorded, -110. Mets used their bullpen last night, and I get it. Mets starters are not going 6 innings into these games. It's been very rare for them. But Manaea's, to me, is one of their most reliable arms. He's better than he's shown. And we've seen a 650 OPS against left-handed pitching from the last month for Seattle, which is the 7th worst in the MLB. And then my final MLB play, Alex Bregman, over 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs, +120, facing Sandy Alcantara, who's been bad of late, 887 ERA on the road, 558 slugging for right-handed hitters against Alcantara when he pitches away from Lone Depot Park. Bregman has been a monster for the Red Sox offense, and he's facing Sandy at home with that green monster in left field, so I think he might attack that.
Where can they find you, Ben?
You can find me at BH Journalist on Twitter, and then everything at Wanna Bet With Us. That's where we're doing everything there.
What platform for Wanna Bet?
Oh, YouTube.com/@WannaBetWithUs.
There we go.
Twitter @WannaBetWithUs. TikTok. I mean, every social media.
Yeah. Jason. Like you said, we're taking over.
Taking over the world.
World domination.
Worldwide.
It's a slow burn. Bone.
It's fast.
I'm on Liverpool here. A match starts in 20 minutes. It's on USA Network if you care to watch. I like laying a goal and a half with Liverpool. I also like Mo Salah to score anytime goal in this game. If you're getting really frisky, you can get about a +330 on Mo Salah first goal scorer. But I have parlayed anytime Mo Salah with Liverpool, laying the 1.5. That's around +200. Sorry, O's fans. I like Houston laying a 1.5 in the first 5 tonight. You can get plus money on that. I like over 2.5 runs scored in the first 3 innings of that Yankees-Cardinals game that my fine feather friend is on as well. And I know this match isn't until tomorrow, but I like jumping on the Seattle Sounders while you can still get them over +200 to win against Minnesota United tomorrow night. That keeps dropping. I got it at +250. It's now about +210. I think by tomorrow, match day, it's probably +200 or lower.
No Nerfy action?
Oh.
I love your Nerfies.
No, I don't have. Hey, we've been doing very well on the Nerfies, but I do not have a Nerfy that jumped out to me today, Bone. I should say.
Bone.
And I've already done a lot of work, most of my work for tomorrow's plays. Don't think I'm going to be on a Nerfy tomorrow.
Don't force it.
I don't have a Nerfy. You don't have to force a Nerfy, but if you want a quick play, I do have Rekia Jackson over 4.5 points in the first quarter. First quarter points in the WNBA.
Meadie and I are on that one as well.
Jason, we
put a unit on that one. We're back in Beltway Bend there. His first quarter WNBA plays have been pretty money.
Where can people find these plays?
The same place. On my Twitter, at JasonLonkin4. On Twitter, at WannaBetWithUs. Soon, you'll probably be able to find it anywhere.
All over the
Spotify,
world.
Spotify, Odyssey app, lots of other places.
Is that going to be on the iHeart app too?
I would think it's on the iHeart app.
Why not?
Maybe Roku. We'll see.
Oh. This is like step 2 of the world takeover.
Step 1.5.
We're still on step 1, I would say. Step 2 is coming, let me tell you.
You'll know. You'll know step 2 when you feel it.
Beltway Ben's all over the world takeover.
Hey, Beltway Ben didn't cuss this time, so we were...
Yeah, it's progress.
He's fired up, but overstrained.
Darn tootin'.
Darn right.
Coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. We're going to be talking to Kyle Goon at 5 o'clock. He's wrote a column in Baltimore Banner about displaced fans.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And the what's going on with the Orioles new ticket policy? Curious here from people about that. 410-583-1057. How are you feeling about no Dylan Beavers and Sam Basayo? At least it looks like they're not in Houston to play for the Orioles. And also, what are you looking forward to seeing? We got a six pack coming up at 3 about Ravens in the game tomorrow. Who are you looking forward to seeing preseason game number 2 against the Cowboys? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.